Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and important news you need to know. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Today I'm going to do a change of pace. Instead of focusing on all the doom and gloom in global financial circles, I'm going to explain how to create positive economic outcomes. In particular, I want to discuss how to create jobs. A simple way to create American jobs is to get government out of the way. An individual has a choice to be self-employed or to accept employment from someone else. Many times, someone can earn a higher income working for a business to gain access to training, the capital investment, and the existing infrastructure that generates sales. From the perspective of a business owner, there has to be an expectation of making a profit after covering all of the costs of paying an employee's income, related payroll taxes, the benefits, the insurance costs, the costs of providing a workspace, equipment, and training, and the overhead costs of supervising the employee and taking care of the paperwork for having an employee. When the U.S. government imposes extra taxes and regulatory burdens for hiring employees, that reduces the profits needed to create jobs in the first place. As a quick example, say that a company pays employees $600 per week and that the employer pays an additional $600 per week per employee for the cost of creating each job. In this circumstance, the company would want to hire employees who would create more than $1,200 of value per week. Now say that the government threatens to impose a more expensive mandate for health insurance coverage. The employer would then only hire employees who might generate the higher value to cover the risk of rising costs. As a result, the company will hire fewer employees and may even discharge some that are already employed. As you can see in this simple example, a government action perhaps taken with the best of intentions can end up costing American jobs. Another real-world example is the efforts by the U.S. government to create so-called green jobs. Studies have shown that for each of these jobs created, that 1.5 jobs somewhere else in the U.S. economy are destroyed. So the more green jobs that the government creates, the higher U.S. unemployment will rise. Governments don't create jobs. They only appear to create jobs by first depriving businesses and investors of the capital which might have been used to create jobs. When politicians admit that their actions only create incentives to ship American jobs overseas or eliminate jobs by automation, maybe they will finally realize that the best thing they can do is just get out of the way. Unfortunately, I don't see that happening. That's it for this time. Tune in again Wednesdays and Fridays for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.